what it was, I used to live in a nearby, in Tooting, next door. And I've sort of like done research, regarding like half a scarf. And I think sometime last year, maybe even the year before, there was a campaign to save Arthur Scarfe's medals, which was like the Victoria Cross. And that was through, what was it, the RAF Museum over in Colindale. So, we all did our bit to trying to save, sorry, put money towards the medals, which were protected. But,
Is that how you first
to.
became aware of Arthur?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Do you serve in the RAF? Is that how you found out about it, or was it just the campaign that you came across
Oh,
it?
it was just a campaign. Yeah, no, it was I was kind of how can I put this? It's just like I always had like this sort of like admiration for pilots, like people, in the aviation industry and stuff like that. And funny enough, I think my granddad was a pilot as well, but that's like many years ago. But when this story come up, I just thought, it's hard to ignore it, because it's like the way the world is now, it's like everything's all modernized, and once it's been like knocked down, how are you going to remember it? Like in a book, or you're going to Google it, or is it going to be wait for someone to say something? And it's just one of those things, and it's like once the blue plaque is up there, it's just like it's there for everyone to see.
So the story that you talk about is to do with how Arthur was fighting in the Pacific War and how he sadly lost his life, but he very bravely lost his life in a battle over in Malaysia, I believe. Can you tell me a bit about his story and how he came to be awarded the Victoria Cross?
Yeah, sure. It was funny enough. It was over in like Thailand. It was I think it was the I'm not sure. It's trying to get the I'm not sure about the details. I think somewhere between like Burma and Thailand, somewhere there. And it was the Allies against the Axis, and the Axis at the time was the Japanese. And I think his mission was to I think. Blow up the sort of like the like runways, like from like the Japanese bases and stuff like that, which he accomplished. But he, I think he got shot down one of the sides, from the Japanese side of things. And then he, I think as he landed, he felt some sort of like a. I don't know, some sort of illness or injury or something or other, which he couldn't figure out. And then he passed away hours later when he was in the hospital. But, they confirmed that. I think it might have been one of the bullets that might have gone through the airplane or something like that. I mean, it's all, how can I say this? It's all like documented, like in the RAF Museum in North London, and there's stuff on Google as well, or Wikipedia as well. If you just like put in Arthur Scarfe, he's got all the details, his campaigns and stuff.
And because of that, you've applied for him to be recognised with a blue plaque
That's
in the
correct, yeah.
house that he was born in Wimbledon, is it?
That's correct, yeah.
What area of Wimbledon is it?
It's a funny one, really, because it's got a Wimbledon postcode, but it's kind of close to Raynes Park, not far from the train station at Raynes Park. I think. One of the rules were with English Heritage was to have the house in the original state, not to be altered or changed in any way. And when I looked at it, I was, it was like a 1920s, 1930s house, untouched. I think the only thing they've put on was maybe some windows on the roof, and that was about it. So I think we find out. Sometime next month, if the plaques gets recognised for it.
So you spoke there about sort of the requirements that English Heritage have in place on
That's right.
board that is the original building if it's recognizing an individual, I believe. And it's
That's
also
correct, yeah.
they ha it says they have to have had a notable contribution to society. So is it that you believe the bravery that he displayed shortly before his death, that is the contribution to society that he did?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's just What it is, I mean, obviously, as you know, as time goes by, everyone is losing their rights, whether it be rights of women, rights of men, rights of children, rights of disabilities, abilities of different ethnicities and stuff like that. And if it's, how can I say this? It's like if any one of us, like, kind of like fights for our rights. It's like, we're doing a good thing, not just for ourselves, but for the people around. And it's always constantly forgotten about. And every time something's been like modernized and updated, it's like we're losing a little bit of our rights. I'm not saying like, we've got to protest and knock down doors and stuff like that, but there's means to an end, to make things, better for everyone.
And the application process, how did that go up until you submitting it? Did you have to get permission of the household owners currently, or was it quite a
It
simple process?
was kind of long, really, because it's kind of funny you saying that, because I think it took from us kind of like beginning to end. It was like kind of towards the end of like last year to finally get like a result, fairly positive, coming up to sort of like late this month, early next month. But as you say, at the end of the day, the buck stops with the homeowner over in Wimbledon. But it's up to him or her to say, if it's, if they want permission to grant the blue plaque and take it on from there.
So English Heritage decide whether or not it fits all the requirements, and then they approach the homeowner to say, "Listen, we've got this blue
That
patch.
yeah,
What
that's
do you think could go on
correct.
your house?"
That's right. That's
Yeah,
correct.
that's
Yeah,
interesting.
it's kind of funny, really, because it's like, I come up with an idea and I wasn't too sure how, far it's going to go. And I can't believe it's gone as far as it has. So, I'm feeling,
Yeah.
humble kind of thing. I think that's the best way of putting it.
It's a great thing to be
But,
able to do to sort of see it start out from the beginning and with the medals, campaigning for all that, and sort of carry it on to where there's like going to be something physical to remember him by. It must be really quite satisfying for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, the amount of like museums and libraries are being like, turned into like coffee shops and shopping centres is kind of like scary in some respects, because the thing is, it's like once all these places have gone, where are the people going to get educated? You can't just say, oh, just Google it. It's just like, you need to you need to kind of like get yourself educated from it and get a feel for it. If if there's nothing there, then no one would know, none the wiser.
And hopefully, once it's up on the house, people will walk past and see it and think, oh, I wonder what's his story, and they'll be able to look into it for themselves. So it's a great
Well,
cause.
that's the thing, because once the blue plaque is up there, it ties in with whatever blue plaques up and down the country.
A spokesperson for English Heritage told Radio Jackie they could not confirm the news.